Hey everyone, welcome back to another new episode of the Retro Gamers Podcast, episode number 228. Larry here.
And Anthony here.
And what's going on, my friend? How are you?
Well, I'm here.
Okay, there we go. Well, we weren't here last week, so now we
are. We were not here last week, so like that's as much credit as I'll give myself this week. I am here.
Fair enough.
You know, how are you?
I'm good. I'm on location apparently this week.
Wow. So what exotic country did you travel to?
I'm two towns over from where I live. I'm dog
sitting. You couldn't at least make it sound exciting.
No, it's not. Well, I mean, no, not really.
No,
I mean,
I
don't want to give out too much. I had to position the camera. So like the photos that they have family members, because I know my cousins are very, you know, I want to make sure nothing can show where I am or anything like that. They're a private group, which I understand.
Well, but, that's fair.
Nevertheless,
I'm a very private person too.
Me, normally, if I was back home, I'll broadcast everything.
Yeah, no, I trust me. I'm aware,
but I'm here for the week. But nevertheless, we are back after a week off, and it's good to be back. And holy Hannah, there was a lot happening in the 2 weeks, technically, that we were off.
There were,
you know, between recordings.
Yeah, between recordings, there was a lot of, I worked a lot.
I watched a lot.
You watched a lot. I worked a lot. I watched a little. it was just a busy couple of weeks. And this time of the year is always busy for us. More you than me. But this year specifically, probably more me than you.
Actually my live stream for WrestleMania went off pretty well for two nights, so that was pretty cool.
That's good. Happy that so did mine.
There you go. Yes, that is true. You had a very, very big live stream. But with that being said, we got a lot. I have a lot to talk about actually this week, in all fairness.
Yes, you do.
Taking nothing away from Anthony.
No, take it all away from me. I don't care.
But before
I have nothing, call me Whitney.
I don't even get that. Before we get it, so
Whitney Houston. I have nothing. The song.
I'm not
moving on.
Familiar with her discography?
No, I'm sorry.
No, that's just me. Everyone else.
I should have quoted like Mystery Science Theater or something.
Yes, or Rockapella,
which I can't do. Rockapella,
do yes. Wop. Love Rockapella. So before we get into really kind of the big news that a few people have been messaging me on, I'd like to talk about, or we would like to talk about actually.
I'm going to laugh this whole episode. I'm sorry. I love the fact that that's going to be our big news for this week.
No, it can't be, because people are shocked. I don't know why, but.
I don't know. Well, they don't know you as well as I do.
I guess not. But we're going to start off first, because actually around this time of year is. Some news about nominations coming up this summer is, of course, the Video Game Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm. Who is it?
I don't know. Okay, let's pause for a second.
Stranger danger.
Pause for the cause.
Yep, pausing.
Okay, so those are the Long Island geese, apparently, that are just flying by, knocking on the door, ringing the bell.
You know, you better be careful with those geese, because they could be dangerous.
They're endangered.
They're endangered, and they can be dangerous. Didn't you ever play Duck Hunt?
Forget that. My second day at work, one attacked me.
Right. They probably had a reason to.
They are nasty.
Yes, they are. They're geese.
So this around this time has dropped through the strong National Museum of Play. We talk about this every year. And it's a fun thing to talk about, actually.
Mm-hmm.
The finalists, not the winners, but the finalists for the 2021 Video Game Hall of Fame.
Ooh, very exciting. Very exciting. I can't wait to see Rockapella on there.
I hope so. Do a nice performance. And actually, they might be on there because of one of the games.
So, I already know one of them.
So again, these are finalists. The voting, which you can actually vote yourself online, worldvideogamehalloffame.org.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they announced like around May or June-ish. So actually probably in a couple months.
Okay.
So here are the finalists. Some are repeat finalists, as I've already clued in, and some are new.
Yep.
There's 12 finalists.
12 finalists. And then of the 12, I think they pick five?
Maybe four or five.
Four or five, remember. Yeah. So, ish.
So all here right. we go.
Here we go.
So let's start with the obvious then. Back yeah. again as a finalist. Where in the world is Carmen Sandiego?
Hey, I, you know, it was funny. I thought, you know, I thought it would get in last year. Well, no, no. I was like, maybe it'll get in last year. But then I remember the winners were like, I was like, no, it was like the ones that won mm-hmm. were the right ones.
Yeah.
But again, Carmen Sandiego, great game. Very educational.
That's basically
that. Yeah, it was. Edutainment. Yep. And if I remember correctly, the one that I bought, I believe I bought Where in Time, not Where in the World, but Where in Time is Carmen Sandiego.
Okay.
It came with like an encyclopedia or a dictionary, like a little soft cover dictionary or something in there. So it made sure that you were learning.
Oh, yeah. No, totally. I think Where in the World came with a like an atlas or something, and also an encyclopedia of some sort.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was very cool. Very smart.
Game came out in 1985, and of course, you know, the ever so popular PBS game show.
Yes,
I know someone who was on the show, who's a
contestant. And it wasn't me, unfortunately.
No, not this time.
I wanted to be on that show. Yeah, no, I've gone on other shows, just not that one.
so that's finalists. All right, so some of these other ones, I don't remember which one others are repeats, but we're just going to go through them. Up next, StarCraft.
I don't remember StarCraft being on there last year.
Blizzard Entertainment, mm-hmm. 1998 with StarCraft.
Hey.
I remember more StarCraft 2 in college. And I remember a friend of mine just destroying me each and every time we played StarCraft 2.
I did not play StarCraft. It was it was one of those ones that just, you know, I missed it.
I'm not going to say it's the first, but definitely one of the early titles to really go like with esports to yes. really take off with that part of it. Yeah. And multiple Game of the Year awards. Up next,
fair enough.
From Valve Corporation, debuting in 2007 as part of a 5-game compilation. This game is called Portal.
Wow, Portal already?
07.
Wow. All right. Well, first off, 07.
Jeez. And not the youngest one on the list.
Okay. So. I see now. Well, you know, with the way we call like retro games, like where we draw our line, it's like, where do you draw the line with a Hall of Fame game? You know what I mean?
Well, remember with their qualifications or whatever, it's not necessarily mm-hmm. age, it's impact, right. you know, social right. impact as well. And Portal definitely had an impact on the gaming world, especially like the Portal gun that everyone loves.
Yes. No. Portal. Yeah. No, Portal. I see Portal being deserving of it. I just, thinking about just all the games that are out there in the universe, I wouldn't have expected it on there that soon.
Yeah. Sold about 4 million copies. Mm. And a very major advance in puzzle games.
All right.
Up next from 1982, Pole Position.
Ooh.
So here's one that you would say is absolutely deserving.
Well, one of the earliest racing games I think that ever came out, if not the earliest, mm-hmm. I'm not sure. But Pole Position, I loved Pole Position.
Created by Namco, distributed in North America by Atari, and was the highest grossing arcade game in 1983 in the United States.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. See, Americans love to drive fast.
Oh, yeah. And we also like to fly because Microsoft Flight Simulator is also now a finalist.
That was nominated last year.
I think it was. Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Because I remember hearing that and I'm like, yeah, that one should be in there. I mean, that was just like, that was just one of those games that, such a weird concept. Like, we're going to put you in charge of actually flying a plane, like in real time, mm-hmm. with all the buttons and all that stuff. And I'm like, okay. and I believe I told this story last year too, that like I had a friend in high school who printed out
I love hearing all of the
information. He printed out all of the information like from his flight and he just brought it in. It was like 10 pages. And I'm like, and then I asked him, I'd be like, yeah, I was like, so you did a flight from New York to LA? Yeah. I was like, but what did you do while the plane was in the air? Oh, I put it on autopilot. I go, and it ran for 6 hours? Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
So that's what you do. You set it and forget it. It's Mr. Popeil.
Yeah, you set it and forget it, and then you just show up to land the plane. And I'm like, all right, cool. But this, Microsoft Flight Simulator took, I just remember everybody talking about this. I had it,
mm-hmm.
and I tried it, and no thank you. I crashed the plane. I crashed the plane. I was like, I'm done. Okay.
Game came out in 1982.
No, it didn't.
Yeah, it did.
Flight Simulator?
Yep.
Wow. Yep. I'm talking about the one that came out in 96.
No, no, I know that one you're talking about. I'm talking about it in general.
I didn't realize it was that old. Okay.
Yep. Wow. And going back even older from 1977. This game was in 2010. Time magazine named it one of its all-time 100 gadgets. It is the old Mattel Electronics football handheld game.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love that.
Yep.
And you know, you can go to Barnes & Noble and buy one now. They re-released it. Yeah, they re-released it.
Yep.
And it's the same, but it's exactly the way that it looked in 1977.
Barnes & Noble?
Yeah.
Who goes to a brick and mortar store anymore?
I don't know. Just crazy people who might like have a bunch of Barnes and Noble gift cards that are left over for Christmas. I don't know.
So Mattel's Electronic Football, the first blockbuster handheld electronic game. That little, and all it was just a series of dots going left lights to right on the screen. Oh, not even on the screen.
Yeah, they were just lights.
Yeah,
absolutely. Just lit up. It was a lot of fun though. You remember baseball.
Oh no, yeah, of course, all the other ones that came out.
Just great stuff.
Yeah,
great stuff.
Up next, launching. I forgot this came out in 05. I thought it was a little later. Harmonix Guitar Hero makes it back, I believe. Ooh, back on the list.
That returns from last year as well. Guitar Hero, holy. Holy moly. I mean, I played Guitar Hero like crazy. Yes. Loved Guitar Hero.
What difficulty have you? I'm not going to lie. I pretty much stayed on medium with three fingers. I may have moved up to four at one point. No, definitely four. But that I was never able to do the five.
Medium was four.
Okay, yeah. I was never able to get to five, really.
I made it to the hard level, which was five, but I never did expert. same thing with Rock Band, and then Carpal Tunnel destroyed
through the fire and the flames.
Mm-hmm.
Guitar Hero sold the series sold more than 25. All right, now it's just people walking back. Oh, what are they doing? Oh, okay, it's people playing Ding. Wow, maybe no, I just saw it through the window. It's a couple of girls playing Ding Dong Ditch.
Oh,
great. That is phenomenal.
Throw a brick.
That is phenomenal. I saw her walk up. No, I didn't see her walk. I'm sorry.
No, just do it for the show. Hang out the window and scream at them.
I saw two girls walk by, and then the bell rang, and then a third one just ran off.
Nice.
Oh boy. I'm worried now to sleep.
No, what you should do is you should go to the front door and you should wait for them to come back. And then as soon as they come back, swing the door open and start screaming. Just watch.
Get off my lawn.
Exactly. Pull a Frank. Pull a Frank.
Absolutely. Okay, going back to the nominees here. Another sports title in the list. Mm-hmm. This one debuted in 1993 from EA. FIFA International Soccer.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, and that game, they're still making that game, aren't they?
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that there's a new FIFA every year.
More than 325 million games were sold by this year in 2021.
Holy hell. Okay, yeah, I can definitely see that one going in this year. Based off of the list so far, that's just monumental in and of itself. And we're talking worldwide sales.
No, totally. It's one of EA's best-selling games. And let's face facts, this is just what I'm assuming. Maybe not as much here in North America, but like you said, in Europe, I mean, soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Football is all the craze.
Yeah, internationally, it's for sure. Yeah, crazy. All right, what else you got on the list?
We got three more. Coming up, a free-to-play game, a mobile game by Zynga, very popular publisher.
Oh, no, I think I know what this is.
2009, the game is called Farmville.
Oh my God! Wait a minute. I remember playing. What was the one on Facebook you used to play? It was Farmville. Was that Farmville? Yep. I thought it was Farm something else, but okay, Farmville. So yes, I played that on Facebook for a while. I was very, very proud of how I managed to grow my crops because in real life I kill plants.
Fair enough.
So,
2010, a year after its launch, Farmville boasted nearly 83 million active users per month.
Wow.
And of course, several sequels thereafter.
Yeah, I never. God, I wonder if I looked up Farmville. I wonder if my
You
farm is still
still
there.
have it? Oh, can you imagine all the dead crops?
No, it looks like I go there. I'd be like, oh, my crops are dead.
It's just
What happened to
brown.
my
It's
what happened to
everything.
my what happened to my farm? Or you just see like an evicted sign or something.
That would be awesome.
The bank owns my farms.
Oh, wah, wah. All right. Game released in 2003, set during World War II. It is Infinity Ward Activision's Call of Duty.
The original Call of Duty.
Yes.
Okay.
The original Call of Duty. I think.
Again, understandable.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I think like a lot of these, even though it's not specific like Call of Duty 3 or 4, I think it may be like the series, if you will, but we're talking
Yes.
about the original anyway, the original
Yeah,
Call
I
of Duty.
mean the fact that a game could spawn a series that is so successful, it only makes sense that you would want to go back to the original one to nominate it, you know?
Totally. Fast-paced action, deep rich narrative. No, I guess this is actually really specifically the first game. Squad-based multiplayer that, I mean, just blew up down the
Yes.
road. And sold more than 300 million total units.
Very cool.
And the final finalist of the 2021 World Video Game Hall of Fame, finalist.
Is Ding Dong Ditch.
Oh, and they're gonna win those, Brett. So it is actually Nintendo's only real foray. Wait a minute. Oh, nope,
It's
we got one more after this. I skipped one.
okay.
So, well,
Liar.
I already let this one out of the bag. I'm
Oh
having a
boy.
terrible day. This
You
dude
are you
threw me
really
off.
are. What's going on here?
It threw me off. I don't know what's going to happen in the middle of the night.
Not the first time a girl's throwing you off.
This is very true. Oh my God. The amount of money I've spent. Animal Crossing.
Okay, Animal Crossing. I don't understand the craze
Yet
because
you played Farmville.
because I've never really played Animal Crossing, but I've watched people play Animal Crossing, and I'm like, okay, I get it, you know. But I tried playing Stardew Valley, which is kind of somewhat
Yes,
like that, and
somewhat.
I couldn't hang on to it.
Well, this one,
But Animal Crossing, yeah. I
things
mean,
own.
when it first came out, I want to say N64 was the first one,
Nope.
right?
Well, it was supposed
Well,
to be
or
out on the
GameCube.
N64, but it was
Right,
GameCube.
GameCube. GameCube,
2001.
yeah. People got addicted to that game fast.
And the reason why I got it was because it was kind of the first virtual console. Because in that game for the
Right.
GameCube, they haven't done it since, but in the GameCube version, you can, I forgot how you did it, but you can unlock full versions of NES games, which back then was like mind-blowing. And that's why I
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, and that makes total sense. It's like, holy cow, it's like I can play this game if I unlock it. Very
and
cool.
oh, excuse me. And then actually with the most recent one, New Horizons on the Switch, basically because of the pandemic, because it got released right at the beginning of this pandemic in 2020. The Switch version broke the record for the most digital downloads of a console game in 1 month. 31 million downloads.
31 million very bored people.
Because we exactly. So, and then finally, the one that I skipped, going back, it is actually an arcade game I have very rarely played, but it was one of the first arcade games paired with a Hollywood movie. We're talking about, as it was released in 1982, Tron.
Oh, Tron was awesome.
I
I
never
love that game.
actually, you know, I've never seen the movie in its entirety
Really?
from front to back.
It's such a good movie.
I know, I
It's
just
a lot of fun. Tron the game, it's funny too because did you ever play GTA 5?
yes.
Okay. So GTA 5 has like a Tron challenge
Oh, really?
in it. Yeah, you know how some of the you can join I forget what you call them when you play like multiplayer games in there, like destruction, like there's like destruction derby type of stuff and races and things like that. There's a race mode, I forget what it's called, but it's basically Tron, and there are four of you on the board on motorcycles, and as you're going, you're leaving the trail, and obviously the object is to not blow up.
Yeah.
So like if you play GTA 5, you can play
That's actually really cool.
a version of Tron. My friends and I used to play it all the time. There would be four of us. We would jump on and we would just play it like crazy. It was awesome.
So the movie, when the movie was first released, it only made $33 million in the US. The arcade game earned $60 million. So there you go.
Because the game was more popular.
Absolutely. So those are the 12 finalists for the 2021 World Video Game Hall of Fame.
Any of those that you think, what if you had to pick one to say that's a shoe-in this year, what would it be?
Honestly, I would probably say it's like a tie between the Mattel football and Call of Duty. And I almost feel like more Call of Duty because of its major reach to everybody and all the spin-offs and sequels and stuff like that.
Yeah. Nope. I can totally see that. It makes total sense. I would go with Tron, actually.
Okay.
I think Tron would get in.
Definitely has the history for it.
Yeah, there's no question about that. Sorry, Carmen.
Maybe next year. There's always what was that woman, the soap opera, who always lost until like her final, she always lost the Emmy.
Susan Lucci.
Yes, until like the last year or something.
Yeah, exactly.
They just threw her a bone.
They'd be like here already. Jeez.
So
can you retire now?
Hit us up on social media. Let us know which ones you think should make the finalists. And I'm actually, if you don't mind, I'm going to take one quick break here because I got a phone call I got to take. I apologize. So we're going to pause and we're going to come back. And boy, do I have some news for you. All right. So we're back. Sorry about all that. A couple minutes
you
plus.
You're having a lot of house problems over there.
It's not even my house.
I know. your friend's is your cousin going to have an issue when you get back?
I don't
know. Will there be a house left?
I don't. I hope so. There will be while I'm here because now I'm going to be on guard for these kids. In any event. Awesome. All right. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, I guess. So
biggest
we
elephant ever.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why, but it is. And I figured I'll address it because people have asked me. So after our episode, episode 227 dropped.
Yes.
I think I mentioned on that one, if not the one before, you know, I'm like, how long do I wait for the Polymega? I ordered it September of 2018.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I wasn't going to get it immediately back then. I knew it was going to be a year or two, maybe, or a year and a half. Okay, fine. Then the pandemic hits. All right, I completely get that part. Everything started shutting down. But then they started, you know, they started sending a little bit, like preview versions. Then they started actually shipping some units. Mm-hmm. Then nothing. And I went back and forth. I actually emailed Polymega and I'm like, hey, when, you know, can I get a shipping date? I paid this much money. Can you give me like a definitive answer other than the ports wherever or held up and this, that, and the other thing? So I would say a couple of days later, I saw I can tell you exactly. I think it was April 8th. It was a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever Friday that was.
It was an 8th.
I saw a message from from Analog. And we've talked about Analog before.
Yep.
I've always joked saying, you know, as far as their game systems are concerned, Analog is Ferrari, where like Hyperkin is Kmart. Nothing wrong with it. You just get what you pay for.
Right.
And everything's good. So after much deliberation in my own head.
Oh, boy.
I saw that they were restocking their Super Nintendos. And they were doing a final run of their NES. Like, it's like this Uber special edition for Analog for their NES. Okay. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know how much longer I'm going to wait. So finally, I said, forget it. And I emailed Polymega and I said, you know what? Please cancel my order and please refund me. And as soon as I sent that email, not even getting a response back, I went on to Analog and I ordered for the first time. Well, no, I pre-ordered the Pocket, but I ordered the Analog Super Nintendo. It's called the Super NT and their NES. It's called the NT Mini.
Okay.
And then I get an email back from Polymega and they're like, you know, once we cancel this, we can't go back on it. And I wrote back and I'm like, fine. And then after I did that, so now I canceled Polymega and I go on, I put that very simple post. I canceled Polymega and like, look, I'm not saying thousands of people messed, but I'm just saying enough people were like, I can't believe you did it. I'm shocked that you did it. I don't think you were capable of doing it.
Well, Larry, I mean, you got to think of your track record here. You order everything.
True, but, you know, the Polymega was supposed to be everything.
Mm-hmm.
And now I don't know, you know, and it gets great reviews. Look, once it's back in stock, go ahead, people, order the Polymega. I think it's still worth it. But right now, kind of like my trying to get a PS5, which is right now just a terrible venture in headacheness.
Headacheness.
I don't know. The Polymega was just like, how long do I wait? And I got tired of waiting, and that was it. And because that Polymega's loss is now Analog's gain. I mean, for one person, don't get me, I'm not breaking anybody's companies here.
Well, first off, I'm very surprised at you, because you could have just easily let it sit there and it would show up when it shows up. But you also were the one who ordered everything. You know what I mean? Like, I ordered the base unit because I just wanted the CD, you know, the CD games portion of it. You ordered the whole kit and caboodle. So I understand why you canceled it. But at the same time, like, this was the one order that you've made where it's like, you could just let it sit there. It'll get here when it gets here. And on top of that, I might add, you wouldn't have had this issue had you kept your Retro Freak, which you threw out in the trash because you struggled with the way a cartridge fit in it.
No, no, not a cartridge. All the Genesis cartridges.
Whatever it was. But the bottom line is, it's like, but that thing had the capabilities of playing 16 different cartridges from different systems. If you kept that, you would have already had all the cartridges and you could have just ordered the CD base unit for the Polymega. So, like, all of this could have been avoided.
Well, and it's nothing to do, before I move forward, I want to say it's nothing to do with, like, the emulation. Yes, you know, the Retro Freak is emulation, the Polymega is emulation, where Analog is not emulation.
Right.
It runs off. Yeah.
So, oh, yeah, no, totally get that.
No, but no, for me, that wasn't the decision. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
For me, the decision is, like, because I could have gone Hyperkin. I was thinking about ordering their newer NES, excuse me, SNES hybrid that they have, the HD2.
Right.
But I'm like, let me, might as well, if I'm going to get everything, let me do it under one family, kind of, sort of. Because Analog's going to restock their Genesis.
Right.
And their version of the Genesis. So you made a point about the CDs. The base system is the CDs. All the other units I'm going to get separately. Like, I already have the NES and the Super NES on order.
Right. And when the Polymega is in stock, you'll buy the base unit, I assume.
No, no, I'm going to get into that because I solved that problem already.
Oh,
yes. So I have the NES and Super NES on order. They're going to restock their Analog's Genesis eventually, which is fine by me. I can wait for that.
Okay.
Their TurboGrafx-16, which is the carts and the CD. It's basically a Turbo Duo. Their version hasn't, the pre-order hasn't gone live yet, but when it does, I'm going to do that.
Okay.
Pocket is the Pocket. That's separate.
Right.
So, all right. So for the add-ons, NES, Super NES, Genesis, and TurboGrafx, those are all good to go. Except for the 32X. That, so far, it's a little complicated, but that, I'm not too worried about the 32X.
No.
Now, the CDs. So, the Polymega base unit plays. And we're talking North American, PAL, Japanese versions of all of these. PS1, Sega CD, Saturn, Neo Geo CD, TurboGrafx CD. And if you want to count, you can count the 32X CD, technically. All right, so about six systems, if you
right will. And there was discussion about it being able to play Dreamcast eventually,
the idea being any other CD based system can be updated via firmware upgrade. Correct. Or software upgrade. You're right. Correct. Dreamcast was one of them. Okay, so now these are five systems I'm going to be out on. Not necessarily. I have a PS1, so I'm good to go there. Right. TurboGrafx CD, that's gonna be part of the Turbo Duo. I'll just wait for that. I only have one game coming in for it. Neo Geo CD. There ain't no way I think I'm ever going to be able to afford a Neo Geo CD game, I feel like. So I'm not worried about those. The Saturn. Okay, that one I'll have to purchase an original system, which I can do easily. And that's fine. So, okay, I'll do that. And then the Sega CD. Analog's Genesis, I forgot what they call it, called the Mega NT, will hook up to an original Sega CD, which I think is pretty cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so you can still take advantage of that.
Yeah.
And it's either model Sega CD. Model 1 or Model 2 will hook up to.
Cool.
And again, you can get a 32X on there, but it's some weird wiring to do it, but it's possible. But I'm not worried about the 32X. So basically, I have all the systems are going to be covered at some point. So it just boiled down to, yeah, all right, fine. 2.5 years. Okay, a pandemic. Okay, a big giant cargo ship stuck in the Suez Canal and some uprising somewhere.
Yep.
But I just got tired of waiting. And I think for me, I think I made a good decision. I already got my refund.
Okay.
But granted, so let's see, that's maybe about, off the top of your head, that's probably what, 6, 79, 10 systems, double all that because of the Japanese versions, 20 systems.
Okay. Right?
For like under $500 is what I paid for. Okay, the two systems I got from Analog may or may not have cost more than the 20 systems. So it's not like I'm saving money, but again, Analog is the Ferrari of these home consoles. You get what you pay.
And you love to pay.
I'm just saying, look, it's, if you think about it, I use the refund towards
the Analog. Yeah, you're right. For two consoles, essentially.
Two amazing consoles that will guarantee...
Not arguing that. I'm not arguing that.
Guaranteed to play ROMs, hacks, flashcards.
Right.
Poly Megan couldn't guarantee that.
Totally get that. But still, I mean, I don't know, man. You, of all the things to cancel, this was the one I never would have expected you to cancel either. It's just the one where I'm like, why that one? You know, when you canceled the micro Game Gears or whatever those were called.
Oh, yeah. I'm regretting those too.
Yeah. When you canceled those, I was like, good for you, because those, there was no way. I did not think that those were worth the money that they were charging for those. So I was actually very happy when you did that. I was like, but with the Polymega, I'm just like, it's been, yeah, I get it. It's been like 3 years. It right now, like to me, it's like in my head, it's like I ordered it maybe 2.5 years ago.
Yeah, it was shortly after me, but not even.
But to me, it's out of sight, out of mind. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not thinking about it every day and saying, when the hell is my Polymega in here? It'll get here when it gets here, because I've already ordered it. So I'm like, I'm fine. You know what I mean? There's no rush. Now, granted, I have all of the systems that the Polymega is going to cover. It's just, you know, with HDMI.
Yeah.
Which I and obviously download the games, keep them in the system. Mm-hmm. That's the main reason why I bought it. But for me, I have all the systems to play them on, so I can play these games whenever I want. You can't.
You can for some, but not for all.
Correct. So look, you're a grown-up. You're allowed to make these decisions. I'm with everybody else who, you know, I'm with the rest of the fans who did comment and say, wait, what now? because we've been talking.
Yeah.
I know. I understand that. I go, and it's fine, because I'm telling you right now, I am going to get the Polymega that was supposed to go to you.
Probably. You'll get all the accoutrements that come with it. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. This wasn't supposed to be mine.
They're going
to
accidentally send me the entire package. I'll be like, Larry, I got your Polymega. Thank you. But now I want to go back and ask you a quick question.
Okay.
What you said for Turbo CD, you have a game on order. What?
Turbo CD game. It's a Kickstarter. Jim Power in the Lost Dimension.
Got it. Okay. I wasn't sure what Turbo CD, because I have one Turbo CD game that
really?
I picked. Yes, I do. I may have picked it up in Japan. Okay. Not 100% sure, but you would appreciate it because it's called Battle Royale. It's a wrestling game.
Oh, yes. I don't think that's a CD. I think that's just a regular TurboGrafx-16 game.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. No. They all came in the jewel cases.
Oh, is that why? Yes. I'm looking at it all like, hey, I have a CD game.
I'm sorry to ruin it for you.
You just ruined everything.
I did. That's all I do. I'm the ruiner.
Battle Royale.
Yeah, no, that's definitely a Hue card.
Oh.
But it's, you got an original packaging.
I do.
Can't go wrong with that. That's a good game. I've played that game.
Yeah, fun stuff. Okay. And so, speaking of wrestling games, really quickly,
yes.
I think,
did you talk about Retromania?
Yes. Yeah, we talked about it at you.
Oh, that's right. We talked about it last time. Never mind.
Great game.
And yeah, I still have to download it so I can play.
Yes. I think the three DLCs are getting ready to drop. Mr. Hughes, Chris Bay, and James Storm. So
Mr. Hughes.
I know. I don't think Mr. Hughes is aware of it. But
no, probably not. Somebody tell him.
Yeah. So yeah, and what's also cool, the final thing I'll mention is like those systems that Analog at least doesn't have available right now, like mm-hmm. the Dreamcast and the Saturn. I purchased a Dreamcast. I actually went to Game On and I bought a Dreamcast. So
congratulations.
Now I have, thank you very much.
So can't wait for you to play all your Dreamcast games.
I'm excited to play them. And I bought the HDMI wire and it looks beautiful on my new television.
Okay.
And by the way, 120 hertz refresh rate. Oh, baby. Yes. Mm-hmm. So I have the Dreamcast now. I'll get the Saturn and they sell an HDMI wire for the Saturn as well. So I'll do all that. So I brought the Dreamcast home, getting ready to play it, open up my games. I don't have any Dreamcast games.
Why do you think I said I can't wait for you to play all your Dreamcast games?
No, I know where you're going with it. I thought I did. I don't know why I kept, because every time I'm at like Game On and thinking about Dreamcast, all I can think about is one of my favorites, which was Ms. Pac-Man's Maze Madness. Great game. Mm. Great game. But I have it on the PlayStation. I must have rebought it when like I was done with Dreamcast. Mm-hmm. So when I went home, I'm like, where are all my Dreamcast games? Oh, they're probably somewhere in Staten Island in the landfill. So from Sandy. So now I have to start rebuilding that collection.
Well, you know, there are worse collections to rebuild. Dreamcast had some amazing games.
Some fantastic games. So, don't get me wrong.
Yeah, I still have about 10 of them. No, maybe more. I think I have like a dozen Dreamcast games. Oddly enough, my Resident Evil game is missing, and I don't know why.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Old games,
random games have disappeared from my collection. But I'm very happy that I still have Illbleed for the Dreamcast.
There you go.
Because that's selling on eBay right now for like $400 to $500.
Wow. I have a feeling you're not going to have it for long.
No, I'll wait for $1,000.
But rest assured, I have purchased some Dreamcast games.
No, I know, because I remember when you had a Dreamcast. So, I'm sorry. I've purchased. You've just bought a bunch of stuff.
I've bought four brand new Dreamcast games.
Oh.
Two of which are on pre-order right now. So,
So you didn't go back into the collection of Dreamcast.
Not yet. Okay. I haven't had a chance to. I will. God help me. But right now,
we should try playing over the internet on it.
Can you imagine? I don't know if they ever imagine that. Like they forgot to shut it down. All of a sudden,
they just completely forgot to shut it off, and it's like, oh, there we are.
Like someone's at home, and just some computer starts whirring all of a sudden. Like, what the hell is that? Data going through.
Yeah.
I'll drop these four, which I think are pretty cool. It's the company which I've talked about before, Pixel Heart.
Yes.
From France. And I've ordered four games, two shoot 'em ups, one hack and slash, if you will, and one action adventure game. So the four games are, I think I talked before, I pre-ordered Androdunos 2 on the 3DS.
Okay.
Which will be in 3D, actually. So I'd
very cool.
So I went and I purchased the original Androdunos, which they are releasing on the Dreamcast.
I see.
For the first time ever.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yep.
Nice. Very nice.
Very straightforward. It's from Neo Geo. Straightforward shoot 'em up.
Okay. Another shoot 'em up game you'll never beat.
Basically. And then there's this other one, which is also a shoot 'em up. And I like this because it is so anime. It's kind of done in like a 1977 anime. Supercharged Robot Volkaiser.
It looks like Voltron.
It very much looks like Voltron.
Yeah, it's pretty much Voltron, right?
Basically.
Giant robot anime inspired, yeah.
Basically.
Cool.
So I got that coming in.
I'd love to play as Voltron.
Another shoot 'em up called Battle Crust.
Ew.
Yeah, that's a little weird name, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, do you...
Oh, hold on, like, hold on.
What? Oh, are they Ding Dong Ditch?
Almost.
Go get him.
For real, I got to stop him. So they may not be them. All right. Moving on.
Battle Crust. The crust left over after your battle.
And just to let you know, if you're ordering any of these games from Pixel Heart or any really like I don't want to call these home brews because they're real games, but like newer Dreamcast games. Apparently, Dreamcast models made, I think, December of 2000 on. It's November or December of 2000 on will not play these games. So it needs to be older systems.
Oh, well, I think I still have my 9999 Dreamcast.
So. There you go.
how can you tell?
It's on the bottom of the system. Huh. Yeah, it says it right there.
I got to take a look.
And then finally, a kind of a hack and slash, if you will, action platformer, really, called Ganryu, G-A-N-R-Y-U.
Okay.
Ganryu.
Cool.
So, these four games, I don't think I'm going to be getting them anytime soon. I got to wait for the.
Look at that. It tells you right there on the bottom.
Yep.
Interesting.
Okay. So I'm going to have to wait for the pre-orders to come in because they ship all together. So, but nevertheless, I got four Dreamcast games on order and I'm kind of excited to play new games because it's weird to play a brand new game. And I don't mean one that's fresh out of the package, meaning like one that was just made within the last 6 months for an old system.
Right. Yeah, no, and that is kind of cool. But let me just throw this at you really quickly is which Dreamcast games are you looking forward to picking up? Have you thought about any of the
originals, you mean?
The originals, not new ones.
Yeah. Sonic Adventure is an absolute.
Absolutely.
I'd like to pick up Royal Rumble. Had fun with that one.
I loved that one. It was just super fun.
It was just a total arcade game.
Yep.
Crazy Taxi. Mm-hmm. And I know it's really expensive, but if I can catch it on a good day, I would love Marvel vs. Capcom 2.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
On Dreamcast. I had it on PlayStation. It's not the same.
No, I think I have it on PS2. I think I do.
PS2 can only do 2-on-2, where the Dreamcast had 3-on-3.
Had 3-on-3. Yeah, yep. See, that's what it was about the Dreamcast. Like, I honestly do think like the Dreamcast was a more powerful system. It just didn't have the support it needed to survive. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So, what a great system.
But those I'm looking forward to. The old VMU is working as well.
My VMU still works.
Oh yeah, it's just change the battery out. Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. Yeah. I love it.
So looking forward to those. Those are the ones I'm looking out for. And then we'll see what else pops up down the road.
All right, very cool. Well, congratulations on buying your Dreamcast. I'm very happy for you. Thank you. I honestly thought you should have that in your collection anyway, even if you got the Polymega or not. So,
you know, for a future chat, maybe, you know, I'd like to talk about, not today, and I'm not even saying next week, but down the road, like at what point do we retire systems? Not get rid of them, not sell them back, but maybe just retire them. Because maybe there's not a lot going on with the games. I got a couple systems myself because I was redoing my my entertainment unit again.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of them, I'll say it, the Wii and the Wii U. I'm like, they're great, but I'm not playing them.
Well,
and I have no desire to play them, especially because half the games are coming out for Switch.
Right. Well, I mean, you could retire the Wii since the Wii U plays it, and you might as well just keep the Wii U hooked up for your Wii and Wii U stuff. The only reason why mine is out is just because, like, you know, I have a display set up. You know,
that's so,
like,
the thing. Yeah.
But all of them are plugged in, ready to play.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I only had time to do such, I would love to sit in this room and play them.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I don't. I think like doing that type of thing. So in other words, like my PS1 is here, but it's not hooked up because my PS2 will play all my PS1 games.
Mm-hmm.
I can even get rid of my PS2 now if I want to, because I have the PS3 that is fully backwards compatible. So really, I don't need the PS1 or 2 out anymore. And I just think if you do things that way, like if I remember correctly, Xbox 360 plays all the original Xbox games?
No, not all of them.
Not all of them.
No.
All right. Which is why my Xbox, I guess, is still hooked up. But you know what I mean? Like, there are ways where you can go, oh, okay, I can put this away. My Retro Freak plays all my cartridge-based stuff. I can put my cartridge stuff away.
Mm-hmm.
So it just all depends on really, you know, how much you play. And even if you don't play that much, it's like you can still put some of them away and still have access to some of those games.
Yeah, that's the thing. And really, reasoning is room. I love the display you have. I don't have that big of a display, big of a cabinet to put everything on. So it is spacing.
Yeah. Well, you don't have it all. I literally designated a room.
Oh, well, yeah, true.
In my house. I'd love to. It.
I mean, technically my whole apartment is like that, but yeah. Still, I can't, trust me, if I was able to put two TVs on the wall, I would put two TVs on the wall.
So would I, but actually I could. I'm not doing that though. Everything's hooked up to one. I don't need another TV.
So I'm thinking about that part. But the final thing I want to mention about new games though, before I wrap up my stuff, is I got a new game, a brand new game that was made within this past year, I think, for the Game Boy. And I talked about it before, but I finally got it. It's called Deadeus.
Oh yeah. Have you played it yet?
I did. I started it. Okay. And just like I mentioned before, when I just saw the previews, it really feels like Link's Awakening with a horror twist to it.
Ooh, I like that.
The game starts and you're a kid and you're dreaming and there's this giant eyeball above you saying that it's back to take the flesh of the people. And in 3 days, it'll be back to kill everybody.
Ooh.
Oh, it's wild.
I want to play that.
And you walk around. Again, I'm not deep. I barely touched the surface. But it's just walking around and you have 3 days. So I don't know if I'm going to super enjoy it, hopefully, but I will. 3 days to figure out what's going on. And as you talk, like I've already talked to some of my friends in the game and like everyone's having the same dream.
Oh, cool.
All these kids.
Now, what I want to know is like, see, I would let the 3 days expire to actually see the flesh get ripped off of people just to be like, cool.
There's 11 endings.
Oh, crap. Good luck.
It's wild. And I got my my blue custom Game Boy.
Very nice.
It's actually backlit. So I will be able to play Deadeus.
Very cool.
Even though it's a black cartridge, for those wondering, I don't think it's necessarily Game Boy color. I think it's just how they did
it. Can I pick that up online?
You should be able to. Here's the beauty part of it. I don't know if they still have physical copies yet, but you can download either to your computer if you have an emulator for it, or onto a flash, like one of those flash drives.
Oh, cool.
Or EverDrives, I mean.
Yeah, because I'll be honest with you, if I get the cartridge, like I can play this on my Retro Freak.
Absolutely. You could totally get like one, like a Game Boy EverDrive, and then just, you know, you can pre-order, purchase.
Close. Oh, wait. Yeah, let's go to the
shop. Pre-order was for the physical copy.
Right.
But you can, if you click around.
They don't have it in the shop.
No, not this shop. It's a different site. I'll send you the link when we're done. We'll post it.
Okie dokie.
You can buy, I think it's like not an open source game, but like you can name your price and then just download it and play it.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, that's interesting.
It's pretty cool.
Looking into that for sure.
Other than that, that's about it for me. Right, I got to go outside and defend this place now.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Just, put on your Braveheart paint and off you go.
See me coming out. Rah.
Do you have a kilt?
That's my decision. No, I don't have a kilt.
Okay. I don't have a kilt. I'm just saying I don't think I have anything video game related this week. That's all.
Fair enough.
It's been a crazy week. My video gaming has been slim to none, except for Dead by Daylight, which is my solace.
Dead by Daylight's doing some sort of crossover coming up. I think a Resident Evil.
Yes. Oh, thank you for bringing that up. Yes. Yeah. Coming in June, I believe, there will be a Resident Evil crossover with Dead by Daylight. No more information besides, I think Jill Valentine is going to be the survivor.
Okay.
Which makes me think that Nemesis will be
That's what I'm thinking too. Yeah,
that Nemesis will be the killer. So looking forward to that. I'm hoping there's more than one. Like, I want them to do what they did with Stranger Things, because when they did the Stranger Things one, there were two survivors. You got Steve and Nancy. Mm-hmm. I want to get Jill and Chris Redfield.
Okay.
Since they were in the original Resident Evil, probably won't though. But yeah, looking forward to that. That'll be really cool.
Cool.
Yeah.
All righty. And with that, I think we'll start to wrap this up.
I think we should.
Right. And where can they find us?
You guys can find us on facebook.com/retrogamerspodcast, on Instagram at retrogamerspodcast, and on Twitter at retrogamerspod. You can watch us on YouTube or on IGTV. And you can email us at email@theretrogamers.com.
Awesome. So definitely hit us up.
You can listen to us wherever you listen to podcasts, because we are everywhere.
Like a bad rash.
Ew. All right, rosacea.
Hit us up. Let us know what you think about the World Video Game Hall of Fame. Think about the analog versus the polymega. Think about some of these games and just let us know. Maybe some things you want to hear us talk about. Hit us up on social media. With that, Ant, have a wonderful week.
You have a great week as well.
And we will catch you all everywhere next week on the Retro Gamers Podcast.